Hello?
Hello, hi, my name is Wilbert Alonzo. I'm from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
How many minutes do you think?
Like about 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh,
probably
maybe
less.
I better not. What?
It's probably like 3 minutes.
Oh.
But I'll try to be as fast as possible for you, okay? Are you like a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And let me go ahead and go. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Of course, okay. And what's the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Is like economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government, spending, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environmental, crime and drugs, other, or not sure?
I'm not sure. I think health.
Health, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's very true. You know, a lot of people are looking for subsidy. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Is it like fossil fuels, like carbon emissions, need to move like to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, or what do you think there?
I think we should use fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels, right?
I think we should use them. So I don't know what you'd put for that, because I don't think that's the problem so much.
So you don't think fossil fuels aren't, right?
Right. I think they're okay to use because the electric car batteries are catching on fire. Starting fire.
So what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, or fossil fuel?
I think then the wetlands.
Wetlands? Okay, let me get that here. Thank you very much for your opinion. And what's the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, or landfill space, or...
Or what? What's the last one?
Landfill space?
Right?
Landfill space. Landfill space.
Yeah, I think maybe that.
Okay. Let me go to the next question. Use a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor. How would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? This could be from excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, okay? Mining would be the first. Would you think that's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Maybe good, because I don't
good,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about medical manufacturing? Do you think using the scale is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Remember, your opinion is very important. And what about forest products? Would you think that's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Maybe fair.
Fair? Okay. And how about agriculture and farming? Is that excellent, good, fair, just fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Good. Thank you. And what about electric utilities? Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor on how you rate the environmental performance?
Maybe just fair.
Just fair? Okay. For electric utilities, just fair. And what about refining? Do you think that's excellent, good, just fair, poor?
I don't know. Maybe just fair, because I don't know much about it.
Okay. Thank you very much. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, do you think that's excellent, good, just fair, or poor, or don't know?
Don't know.
And what about country land departments? Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was the question, though?
How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? So this would be for county land departments.
Oh, okay. Maybe good.
Good, okay, thank you. And what about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Maybe fair.
Fair, okay. And how about U.S. Forest Service?
I don't know.
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Maybe, don't know.
Okay. And how about forest and timber industries? How would you rate their job about managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota?
Maybe good.
Good. Thank you. We're almost done. We're already at 37%. Thank you for your patience, okay? And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
The second one you said.
Somewhat significant? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to the next one now. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Probably fewer than harvested.
Thank you very much. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
Maybe fewer.
Fewer, right?
Yeah.
And do you
How much
think
that, longer?
Oh, we're almost done. We're at 50%
Good.
Already, okay? We're almost Good. Done. Thank you for your patience. Remember, it's very important, ma'am. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Maybe no.
Thank you. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
It does have good, it has impact on it. I don't know.
Okay, so positive, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? The first
yes, ma'am.
Question?
Of course. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Wilderness areas, sorry.
Yeah, I think it's okay
yes.
sometimes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper product or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. we're already at 60%. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes, no, not lately.
No, okay, not a problem, ma'am. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state of economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I think the first one you said.
A major component, right?
Yeah.
To Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and, of course, commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Thank you. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. A Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, educating, and child care. So the investment also provides classroom outreach to uniform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much. We're at 75%. We're almost done. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose stating that funding for that part of the program, okay? So
okay.
Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
And what about increase the number and diversity with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues?
Support.
Or oppose? Thank you. Last but not least, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Sorry, support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Okay, we're at 82 and almost done. Thank you for your patience. So these are just questions about you and your household. What's the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less, technical or grade level, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college and vocational.
Thank you very much. And what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you very much, Isan. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. And is your annual household income $25,000, $25 to $49, $50 to $74, $75 to $99, or $100
plus? I don't know. I think it's about 25.
25, right. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Do you consider your political views a liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you very much. And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue collar professional.
Mine's education. It's
education
me.
Or government,
yeah.
Right? Okay, thank you. Let me
yeah.
Great. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a female?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, okay?
You're welcome. Yep, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.